I was watching the ceremony from the White House yesterday where President Biden awarded the Medal of Freedom to 17 people. I like watching things like that. It makes me feel better about our country. And as the president said when he motioned to all of those great people on the stage, this is America. And in fact, one of the recipients was a Chicagoan, Diane Nash, a very, very famous and successful civil rights leader. Did you see any of that, Steve?
I did. I watched. I always watch those things as well. I always get a chill up my spine.
And me too.
And Nash, she was, you know, one of the people who worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. In the civil rights era. So, big deal yesterday.
And this also started me thinking about what needs to happen here and the problem with our country today. When the president gave the medal to John McCain's widow, Cindy, he talked about how when they were in the Senate together, they would argue like crazy and debate everything, and then they'd go out to lunch. And, you know, I thought about how when Reagan was president and the Democratic Speaker of the House was Tip O'Neill, those two would go at it on all sorts of issues. And then in the evening, they'd go have cocktails together. And that's how things used to get done. Now you don't have any of that anymore. And I think we need to get back to that. I mean, debate and then, you know, talk about it over dinner or something. And that's how you get bipartisan support. And Lord knows we need that. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, Extremely Local News now, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. This sounds like good news for the South Loop. Seamus, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the South Loop's Motor Row put the finishing touches on a huge streetscape that is a project that the city's been doing all around the city, and it really goes a long way to just, you know, sprucing up a little bit of a section of Chicago at a time while making it a lot safer for pedestrians. I think that's the first thing. They go from four lanes down to three with a turning lane. They bump out the sidewalks, and then they bump out the crosswalks so, you know, slow people like me can get across the street, you know, in less than 30 minutes. It just makes everything a little bit safer, as well as it looks, you know, a lot better, and they hope it kind of boosts the business on Motor Row, which is, you know, formerly famous area down in the South Loop, Michigan Avenue between 22nd and 25th. They're trying to just draw more businesses down there and make it a more of an entertainment district than it already is.
Yeah, and draw from the people who come to McCormick Place. You've got Chess Records right there. Sounds like a good plan. Penn Jillette is backing an interesting business in Lincoln Square. Tell us about this.
Right. I would expect nothing less of someone as kind of funny and wacky as Penn Jillette. He's financially supporting what's going to be a gelato shop that's going to feature magicians, jugglers, acrobats, and more. This is in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. That's coming to 4819 Northwestern Avenue, called Sideshow Gelato. It's going to be a couple months before it opens, but the owner has been showing off his plans for it. Go in there, bring the kids, get some gelato, and see some card tricks and some. I don't know how the acrobats are going to work in there, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. This is from the mind of Chef Jay Bliznick, and he said he really just went on Cameo and started emailing Penn Jillette, telling him about it. And Jillette eventually said, "How could I not support this?"
So. Yeah, right. And how can Chicago not support a Punchki burger?
Right, exactly. You were talking about getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and I think we might want to nominate these two people. Husband and wife team. This is Philippe Sobon, Cynthia Orobio. She's from Colombia. He's from Poland. They said, hey, why not? They have a restaurant already called Columbia. And so they've decided to cut a punchki in half, put a burger on it, fill it with coleslaw, aioli, sofrito sauce. It looks like it's about 4 million calories. But how come no one else thought of this? Punschke Burger. You can get it at their restaurant is in the West Loop at Time Out Market, but right now they're only serving it at their pop up at the Maplewood Brewery, which is 2717 North Maplewood. Tuesdays only. It's a Fat Tuesday special year round, but it looks delicious. This might be a little bit too early in the morning to be talking about a Punschke Burger, but who knows?
Never too early. Yeah, every day is Fat Tuesday when you have one of those. Seamus, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.